KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky. It's 3 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 21. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs were called at around 2:21 p.m. Sunday to 1601 Avenue H for shots fired. Initial reports said a female resident who lives at an apartment in that building was walking out of her residence. She believed that a male who was inside fired a shot at her. Officers arrived on the scene and secured the area. An emergency services team made entry into the residence and discovered no one was inside, and officers were unable to locate any evidence of a shot being fired. The female resident was transported to the police station and interviewed by detectives. Police say one person was injured when a pickup truck struck a motel Sunday night in Council Bluffs. Officers were called at around 11:15 p.m. Sunday to the Red Roof Inn on 30th Avenue to investigate a crash in which a 2006 Chevy Silverado pickup truck had run into and partially through the side of the building. The driver of the vehicle is suspected of being intoxicated. He was identified as 59-year-old Mark Bryson of Macon, Missouri, who was arrested and transported to the Pott County Jail and booked for OWI. At the time of the crash, there were occupants in the hotel room where the truck impacted. A female woman, a party in the room, was treated by Council Bluffs medics after being hit by flying debris. A city building inspector was called in to inspect the structure, and the hotel was permitted to remain operational with the exclusion of a few rooms. The drivers of two vehicles that collided Sunday night in Red Oak were each cited for traffic infractions. Red Oak police say the accident involving a 2000 Ford F-250 pickup and a 2002 Ford F-150 pickup happened around 8 p.m. at the intersection of 2nd and Prospect Streets. The report says the driver of the F-250, Thaddeus Bridges of Elliott, was traveling westbound on Prospect Street when he failed to stop at the stop sign with 2nd Street. His pickup sideswiped another pickup driven by 44-year-old Thomas Milner of Red Oak as Milner was northbound on 2nd. Bridges was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way. Milner was cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability or insurance accident-related. Damage from the collision amounted to $9,000. Red Oak police say four people were injured during a collision Saturday morning on Summit Street. Authorities say the driver of a 1993 Ford Explorer, 20-year-old Benjamin Thiel of Red Oak, suffered possible broken ribs from impact of the steering wheel. The injury occurred after an apparent seatbelt failure. Thiel was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. Three male children passengers in a 2007 Kia Sedona van driven by 29-year-old Nicole Ann Smith of Red Oak were also injured. They included a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. The children suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries and were transported by EMS ground to MCMH. Two of the children were then flown to Omaha for further evaluation. Nicole Smith was not injured in the collision that happened around 11:30 a.m. Saturday. Smith and the children were properly secured in the vehicle. Officials say Smith's Kia was westbound going down Summit Street while the Explorer was eastbound going up Summit. The SUV lost traction due to the road conditions and crossed the center line into the path of the Kia. The Explorer hit the van on the driver's front side. After the impact, the Kia swerved to the right and across parked driveway before coming to rest in the southwest corner of the parking lot. The SUV came to rest on the road. Both vehicles were totaled in the crash. The accident remains under investigation with no citations issued prior to the outcome of that investigation. In other news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors are set to meet at 5:15 this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall, and during their regular meeting, the Board will receive updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm on the Shelburgh Recreation Area Development Project, including the West Side Shelter Design, East Side Playground, and Number 3 Trail, and the updates on the Community Parks Project, as well as the Sunnyside Park Entrance Sign. Other updates include those pertaining to the ice rink and campground at the Shelburgh Rec Area. The Board will also discuss with Stashelm the Park Department's 10-year plan. They'll hear about upcoming program events as well. And a reminder from Stashelm is that Sunnyside Park is open all winter and the roads will remain open, weather permitting. Organizers for the annual Produce in the Park in Atlantic say planning for the 2018 Produce Farmers Market will be held beginning Thursday, February 15th at the Depot Atlantic Chamber Office beginning at 2 p.m. And this will be the fifth year for the event, being held once a week through the summer months in the Atlantic City Park. Growers of vegetables, fruits, herbs, eggs, meat, and other locally produced food are invited to attend the meeting. Artists and craftspersons are also invited. A vendor may be anyone who grows or makes products they will be selling. Others who are interested in the community event are also encouraged to attend this Thursday at 2 o'clock. The opening and closing dates will be decided during the meeting. The contract for the vendors and fees for 2018 will also be reviewed. Everyone attending the meeting has input for decisions about dates, fees, and more. In the funeral announcement, Stanley Pelzer, age 81 of Griswold, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Stanley Pelzer will be this morning at 10:30 at the Grant United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Inez Monkey, age 98 of Manning, died February 5th at Manning Hospital. Funeral services for Inez Monkey will be held today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. John C. Barrett, age 94 of Avoca and formerly of Shelby, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for John Barrett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rosetta Judy Myers, age 89 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for Rosetta Judy Myers will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Lyle Shaver, age 89 of Cumberland, died Friday at the Bridges in Ankeny. Funeral services for Lyle Shaver will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. David Genzen, age 54 of Manning, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Genzen will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Mary Lou Warrior, age 85 of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Mary Lou Warrior will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Daniel Starr, age 57 of Panora, died Friday at his home in Yale. A memorial service for Daniel Starr will be this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Teresa Bloom, age 87 of Walnut, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.